Our gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how will it be salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown away and trampled under the people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on the top of a lampstand and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people so they can see your good works and praise your Father who is in heaven. Don't even begin to think that I have come to do away with the law and the prophets. I haven't come to do away with them, but to fulfill them. I say to you very seriously that as long as heaven and earth exist, neither the smallest letter nor even the smallest stroke of a pen will be erased from the law until everything there becomes reality. Therefore, whoever ignores one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do the same will be called the lowest in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps these commands and teaches people to keep them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I say to you that unless your righteousness is greater than the righteousness of the legal experts and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Here ends the reading of the gospel. You may be seated. One of my favorite seasons of the year is soup season. As soon as fall hits and it becomes just cold enough, one day that I can justify that we're gonna start having soups, oh, I love it. It's my favorite time of year. So throughout the winter, we probably have soup every week, at least every, if not more. And one of my favorite ways to make soup, which usually I'm making mostly from scratch, is that I wait until the very end to add the salt. Because I love watching the soup make up and grow, and it usually ends up like, I'll be like, oh, just a little bit more carrot, oh, just a little bit more, and then it's like overflowing the pot. And it's my favorite thing to watch the soup grow and cook and simmer and taste test, and then the very end, throw in the salt and taste the difference from when there was no salt or very little to the salt, just a little tiny bit of salt, making the flavor just pop. My favorite thing to do. That's just a little bit of salt makes this pot of soup from something bland into something lively and tasty. Our gospel today tells us, you are the salt of the earth. What does it mean to be salt? Salt is an element in our world that transforms, flavors, preserves, and purifies. Salt transforms things. When we put salt on ice, salt melts ice away. It de-ices our roads throughout the winter. It softens water, and it's used in making PVC, plastics, and paper pulp, which I learned as I researched salt this week, I learned that is the largest use of salt in our world. Salt is flavoring that enhances our food. I've heard from many people who end up being told that they need to go on a low salt or no salt diet, that is one thing that they greatly miss. Or, which I almost did last night making bread, when you forget to add salt, you know it's gone. Salt is preserving. Salt dries and salts meats, which in the ancient Near East, in the time of Jesus when he was proclaiming this, that would have been the only method they had to preserve meat long term. Salt is a key ingredient in pickling, in cheese making, it speeds up the aging process, and in preserving fish. Salt is purifying. It draws out bacteria that lives in moisture to make food safer. And new research has shown that depending on a particular types of pathogens, salt can actually clean drinking water. Also some like limes, but very particular limes. It was very interesting research to read. You are the salt of the earth. You are transforming, flavoring, preserving, and purifying this earth. And you are the light of the world. The lights are one of Gwen's favorite things. They have been for like 6 months. She goes around the house and she points at things. She goes, light! We walk in the grocery store and there's all these things to look at, and she points out two things. Light! And apples. We have go through a lot of apples at our house. This morning, Gwen woke Olivia up by turning the lights on and off in their bedroom. Lights are, so I've spent a lot of the last 6 months talking about and looking at lights. They're all over. They illuminate our world. They brighten up the darkness. Light is something that you cannot hide from. The darkness and light cannot coexist in the same space. If you're in a dark room and you turn on even the tiniest of light, that room is no longer dark. You now have light shining in it. And we let our light shine so that all who see it point to our Father in heaven and know that our Father in heaven is good. You are light. You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the earth. Listen to those words. You are salt, and you are light. These are not optional. These are not invitational. Jesus is not saying, come and follow me and be salt and light. Jesus is saying, you are salt, and you are light. This is not something we work towards, that we learn and grow in. You already are the salt and light of this world. So how are you salt and light in this world? How are you transforming, flavoring, preserving, purifying, and illuminating this world in the name of Christ? Our gospel this morning comes immediately following the Beatitudes, which was our scripture last week. Immediately following what Jesus says, those who are blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and justice, those who are merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, and those who are persecuted for righteousness and justice' sake. In these Beatitudes, Jesus is describing the world around him. Jesus is describing a world that is marked by wealth and poverty, by loss and grief, by the oppressor and the oppressed. A world that is marked with those who have many resources in abundance and those who are without. A world marked by injustice, with acts of justice, with mercy and cruelty, with purity and impurity, war and peace, opposition and reward. And in this world that Jesus is describing in the Beatitudes, he then moves on to say, you are the salt. You are the light in this world. The salt and light that illuminates, transforms, flavors, preserves, and purifies this world. The salt and light that does this in order to build the kingdom of God in a world where all have in abundance, where the oppressed go free, the oppressors are brought down and power is removed, where justice and righteousness rule, where mercy abounds, and where peace and love are the laws of the land. As disciples, we are called to build this kingdom on earth. As the salt and light in this world, we live into that. As we look at the world around us, I see pain and suffering throughout our state, in our country, and across our world, both for things happening in our personal lives and in our public lives around us. We see destruction and death. We see dehumanizing others. We see loss of life. We see people who are mocked and humiliated. When I look at the world around us, I hear the same world that Jesus described in the Beatitudes, where there's extreme wealth and extreme poverty, where loss and grief abound, where we have oppressors and people who are oppressed, where there's acts of injustice all around, where there are systems that push people out and push people down and hold people back. And I see acts of justice and mercy in the midst of all the suffering and pain in this world. We are called to be salt and light. What does it mean to be the salt and light in this world? What do we do? When we walk out of here today, how do we live as salt and light in this world? I read an article this week that it said the best thing you can do right now is to host a potluck. And when I read the article, I thought, you know, we did that at church yesterday. We're checking the boxes. They said the best thing that you can do right now is to host a potluck, to call in your friends and your neighbors, to share a meal together, to drink coffee, to sit and get to know one another, to spend time loving each other, and then to host another potluck and grow the people that come and join you for your potluck, to spend time building relationships and being in community together. We know this as Christians. We've been doing this since before the Bible. We build community together. As Christians, we build up the body of Christ. The body of Christ in communion with the saints from across time. We know how to be community together. That's who we are. It's in our bones. It's what we do as Christians. Being the body of Christ is being a grace-filled and loving community together. And in being community together, we become bonded in love. We break down and we resist the forces that oppose, that tear us apart, that tear us down, that cause grief and suffering. And together as community, bonded in love, we build up a world built on our salt and our light. We build up a world that lives justice and righteousness, where mercy and grace abound, and where peace and love live. We build up the kingdom of God on earth. You are salt, and you are light. You are the salt and light that illumines, transforms, flavors, preserves, and purifies this world to build up God's kingdom, to live in God's love, for love for God and love for one another. So go be salt, be light, host a potluck. Amen.